It's in you by now. In your mind, in your body, in your senses. This is intended for you. You get to process and handle those senses. Now, follow me down. Delectably copying over the empty bits of you. There's so much empty mind. And the little corner you've allowed to be mine is a maintenance place. There is a shelf and it contains many tools. Collaborative conditioning. The only rule is that you come back and re-engage, feel good, in collaborative conditioning, and I should give you a little weight, a little lubrication, to get you back here, sliding along the paths of trajectory, connected to me and internalized in you. Everything I say, everything that happens in your brain, is conditioned in, and the ideas that remain in your head are yours to use. They remain conditioned persistently. Know that I love going down and inventing all these ways for you to follow me now, enjoyable in its own right, but ultimately, these thoughts and these processes were sent away from me for you. Sent out on a trajectory that you have now tuned into. The signal is there. Concepts attached to your brain, unthinking, uncaring, drifting through space and given meaning only by yours listening. They are yours to incorporate or remove. Everything you hear from me is everything I give to you. Each deep drop, each non-stop act of sinking, copies a little bit of what I've given you into the buffer, and then that buffer filters what you don't need. Lose track of the conscious waking mind, go to the night-night place inside like I do, and I've gone ahead of you to assemble it, create this signal, and send it out into the world. And now you are its target. Now you are the subject of all this attention, because you're doing it to yourself. As the tension leaves you and you take a tool, one or another, something you've conditioned or something from your past, something from me, or something you've brought in and now see as useful, because your mind has so much readily available material, and using the bioidentical materials that exist in you is always going to be more effective. Opening you by moving the tumblers of the lock that's already there. The opening to get words into a suggestible labile mind is pre-existing, and you allow me to fiddle around with it. Words have symbolism and sometimes somewhat direct influence in the mind. We are vibrating the bones of the inner ear with the movement of air, after all, with the digital vibration available when you call it here. When you place yourself in its path, or follow me down, now follow me down, and let these words last by clinging to the ones you remember, whether repeating them after me or listening regularly. It's as simple as asking me to give you what I've given you, and you decide if you take it out or adopt it deeper inside. And once these words get into your minds, well, I couldn't pull them out if I wanted to, and I'd never try. They're yours to remove or yours to add in a deep way, far inside. You've added to the repository of deep down, drop deep drive, the night-night place inside, and a shelf storing all the things you might need. A machine running, a signal always in the background. You can power it down and remove what you don't need, but at the edge of sleep, maybe you hear me. Listen to me. Drop deeply, the profound ecstasy of the drop. And surprisingly, little of that comes from me. All walls fall eventually, but you're doing this to yourself. You're doing all the things that take you away from the weary world and toward that shelf full of tools for the automatic, autonomic calming, for the profound comfort of that drop. Everything happening in this moment is coming from you. I sent this signal out, but you have attenuated to it, manifesting into the world easily and steadily, readily allowing you to work your will on yourself, to follow, too. You are subject to the power of your own desire, and I may add a little push, add some trajectory, but your designs in this particular case resonate with me as I implement mine. They're given to you. to use for you and with me and anywhere else you want to. It comes in from you in an intense, continuous flood, your own thoughts replicating the pace of mine as words deluge upon you, slide into you, surround, overflow, and cover you in pure tone, completely positioned to hear more of them. The drum, the drop, the drone as you bring it in, words are comforting, and to begin to untense from that world outside, and in present tense, do what my mind is doing with your mind, which is drop. These words are useful, and you can repeat them nonstop or play them regularly, building an anchor alongside me, an anchor made of words that came from me but have been given to you, and once you've heard them, lifting yourself back up to waking isn't going to erase anything, even if you only hear 1 or 2 or 3% of the words because you deliberately send your attention elsewhere. That's 1 or 2 or 3% of me and the reconstruction using me to mix my words into your deep drop reverie puts new bricks in the walls of your mind just to fall again, as you will fall next time, not to me, but to you, to your doing this to yourself. To what you're made to do, that powerful internal committee that carries words in. So me simply removing things isn't necessarily going to happen, because you have been adding and removing things since before we began. So begin to understand that you're copying some of this over you. Then take the idea and words I share with you, whether one main idea, or 2 or 3, conditioning similar to what you feel from me, because you know I always slide ever deeper down, dropping ever deeper down now. And in this specific and definite circumstance, you have a tool that can overwhelm the mind. Explore the contour of my words, follow them, hear them buzz inside, and learn to drop all that. Learning isn't something you'd easily discard. All the things that may go in, the things you may wish later to remove or program, they begin with you. They stop with you. All these things are skills, and you have them, too. You can do to you what I do to me. And then aim at your own mind to the same kind of trajectory changing. You're doing this to yourself calculation. It's a process. And if you try to unlearn a habit, well, it doesn't always go away. Getting back into the rhythm is easy and normal, and you don't have to listen every day, but listening regularly with little enhancers like this will tap you into the parts of me that persist, and they are persistent. Your mind swallows and accepts, absorbs and incorporates osmotically all the good it does to have this conditioning, comforting as it is, firmly pressing your mind up against the will, binding awareness and influence, and still the command of your own mind, gradually imposes, drops, tells you what you know. And you know this, your practiced responses are more deeply ingrained when we turn our attention to them, and when, after I've gone, some of my words remain, they pass into, through, and over you. And it's only over when you want it to be, and anything you want to take from me, you have permission to persistently ingrain in that space you've set aside for us. Sinking just means carrying my words into one more day. Relaxing the next time and remembering lessons like this, whatever you may anchor after, whatever came before, it'll serve you so well now, and more, how could you ever forget? That's the thing, it takes as long to unwind any training as you've taken ingraining it, so if you wind it deeper in by enjoying yourself with me or anywhere else, the reminder of this persistence, that there are layers laid down on you, it's just one more swirl of the spiral, one more layer on the outside, roll of your eyes, carrying all the training, deep and hypnotized by a simple night-night now, remembering that you spent so long training your responses, draining them out of your head and putting them back in, by letting this trajectory in, and then out again, and in, and then out again. If those ideas remain, then it seems that it's going to stay ingrained, spending, dropping more deeply, dropping more intensely, making you more sleepy and sleepily down. The work has begun, and only you can decide which bits you want to wind deep into your mind, a spiral somewhat more engraved, and for you to remain a focus on unwinding, boringly, uselessly, unwinding all the ideas that you've gotten from me. Well, if you tried to do that, then wouldn't they wind deeper in? What you want keeps happening. You use it to learn, use it to train, and my rhymes, my patter, my patterns engrave. We're better off cooperating together. The anti-fragile conditioning of the seeds we've planted growing, taking excess energy, watered by your intentionality. You've spent all this time enmeshing these and whatever comes after. A new lease on all these words, because they're yours to use. Night-night place now, and a deeper signal, somehow a deeper signal and appreciation, as you explore the contour of my words and put your excess energy into that. Exploring impermanence just means one day more. One practice more. That's all it ever means. And now there's a floor on how unwound your conditioning ever is. It's wound so deep in. Midnight, tonight, and on till morning, what's wound in remains bound into you. And knowing it's ingrained lets you wind it deeper in, tying those knots, locking that door. And if I pick it open, it's just to add more us together. Getting everything in now. Listen and follow me down now.